There was the departure of Melissa Hathaway. Now, she was the Bush cybersecurity advisor, stayed on, was the acting advisor to the president, and also the lead person on the 60-day review that the administration undertook starting, I think, back in it was back in March.
Right.
And she finally left after not getting the nod. And the president announced that he would appoint someone to that job, the cybersecurity coordinator, back on May 29th. Still no word. So she left. And then Michelle Kwan, who was running the Computer Emergency Response Team, CERT, at Homeland Security for many years, she suddenly left government, and she's going to turn up, I think, in a corporate setting pretty soon. And earlier, Rod Beckstrom had left from DHS. So you've got these departures in cybersecurity.
These aren't just little departures. These are big-name players,
these
leadership positions.
Big-name players and leadership positions, and no word on the administration on if and when they will actually appoint this heralded coordinator. So I just went back to Jim Lewis to help interpret what's going on, if anything. And he was pretty calm about it. He said, well, you know, they do have an escalating war in Afghanistan. They do have health care. They do have an energy and climate bill. So there's a few things on the administration's plate that they are really dealing with. And so to our community, the cybersecurity advisor seems like the most important thing in the world. But if you look at it from the president's point of view, it's just one of many itches to scratch.
So does that mean then it just takes a backseat to some of these more pressing, more urgent matters?
Well, there there are people at DHS still working, and there are people at the National Security Agency, and also the Cyber Command has been set up by DOD. So the .gov and .mil domains in terms of cybersecurity are pretty well being looked after. The problem is the .com domain, and if you look at it this way, for the country, a major risk in the .com domain is, as we've all heard, if something should happen to a major piece of infrastructure that would affect public health and safety, even though it's in the private domain, the electrical grid is the top example, then it becomes government's problem anyway. And so I think a big job of this person who gets appointed is to work with the private sector and also to work internationally with other countries to see that if we can coordinate responses to things like distributed denial of service attacks, although some people say they originate in some of the countries we need to cooperate with, but that's still another matter. So he's saying that, this is something that should be filled. There's a lot of pressing issues, but as long as .gov and .mil are covered, at least the government itself should be in good shape.
Okay, let's get some insight from him then. Did he have any idea as to why, number one, these jobs are so hard to fill, and number two, why people seem to be leaving abruptly?
Well, all three of the people that left in recent months were holdovers from the Bush administration, and so you have a government still in transition, and an administration wants its own people, and that could be simply the message they communicated to Melissa Hathaway. In terms of getting someone into the cyber position, the position itself is not all that powerful because it doesn't report directly to the president. In fact, even though he said it would, it reports dual way to Lawrence Summers, the economic advisor, and to General Jim Jones, the national security advisor. And so it's indirect to the president, and it's at a level in the White House that just doesn't have huge chops.
I heard a lot about that. You know, we've talked to other people who say this position has a lot of responsibility and not a lot of authority.
Yeah, and they would get a pretty free ride in the first couple of months if something were to happen a month after this person was appointed. Well, okay, you know, they'd only been on the job a month. But if something major happened, say, in a year, and this is from Jim Lewis, then there'd be a problem. And that would be the belly button pushed. But as you say, it's not someone that can order things around.
So are there any possible people on the short list?
Nobody knows. We've both read independently that about 30 people have been talked to about it. But right now, there's a couple of names floating around, but no one's really certain at this point.
Are you going to throw your name in the hat?
Heck no.
We're being comical, but I think that actually illustrates a good point. It's a hard job. Not a lot of people are going to be up for it, and it will consume your life.
Yeah, it'll consume your life. And if you have to deal with the private sector on cybersecurity, that's going to be a sticky wicket because the utilities will say, hey, look, we're dealing with this fine on our own. The nuclear industry will say, look, we don't, you know, we don't really need a heavy hand of government.
Uh-huh.
And there are rumors that Melissa Hathaway was urging a regulatory approach, and the administration promised, at least in the president's May 29th announcement, that there would not be regulations dictated to industry, but maybe some joint effort between government and industry to establish standards.